two-minute drill from Points of Truth Ministries of Crusade Church.
Explain to me that though it is with difficulty that a sinner is saved, it is difficult also for him to travel the road to hell. God has placed many obstacles in the sinner's way. The sinner is constantly reminded that he is in need. While holding outdoor crusades in Africa, I noticed that those who had never heard of Jesus or never heard the gospel still felt a sense of need. Whether they knew God, they felt stained by the world. They knew they were unclean. Whether they understood that they had fallen short of the glory of God or not, they all knew that they had not lived up to the demands of their own conscience. All have lied, all have acted selfishly, all have failed to seek their Creator and His will, and they all know it. Paul wrote the Romans that all are without excuse because they have chosen to practice things which will result in death and hell. The discovery and knowledge of sin should make us turn from God, but it usually invokes the opposite reaction. Adam and Eve hid themselves from God. The devil will entice you to sin, then condemn you for it. He will try to give you the sense of hopelessness and try to cause you to believe that God will not forgive you. But God promises to forgive every sinner who admits his sins and turns from them. Here in America, it's difficult for a sinner to stay in their comfort zone. They can't go anywhere without seeing a gospel message on a sign, a Bible in a motel room, or seeing something about God on TV or in a movie. Perhaps a sinner can resist the pulls of their conscience. Perhaps they can muster up the strength to continually push God away while they see all these constant reminders. But the last obstacle is the crucified Christ himself. To go to hell, you must crawl over the torn, bloody, and dying body of Jesus, feel his love, and yet trample underfoot the blood of his sacrifice. Hebrews 10 says, "How much severer punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has insulted the Spirit of grace?" You see, even the wide road to destruction is not without obstacles.
For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.